Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio loaded.
So if you could ban something for the next decade, what would it be?
Stupid people.
You'd like to ban stupid people?
I would like to ban stupid people.
How would you go about doing that?
Well, me personally, I would do it. I would sit out at a gate, and I would ask them a series of questions and figure out if they're stupid or not, and just turn them around.
Okay, well, give me three of the questions that you would ask to find out if somebody's stupid. The first three that popped in your head.
Jeez, I wasn't prepared today.
You don't have this rehearsed out? If you're gonna start passing judgment on people, you should have a little more together on your end. That would just be my advice. But you know what do I know? I'm just some guy on the radio. You've had a couple cocktails and done something sort of dumb, right? Come on, we all have.
Yeah, I'm not denying that. It's not just.
I had a girl flash at the hospital.
Hey, you gotta get closer to the phone. We can't hear you back there, Chim Chim.
I got you guys on speaker. That's my partner. He's listening too. But on Halloween, we had a guy. He was drunk. I mean, so
yeah,
he had a little bit of an excuse. But he ran around. He was dressed up as a zombie, but went to the wrong house.
How fast? Pounded
on the back door and left his pants and everything else there. He just wearing a T-shirt running around. Ended up getting caught in the fence and then trying to find his way back home.
So he's let me get this right. He's dressed as a zombie and then he loses his clothes. Look it, we've all done that. All right. Well, thanks for calling. We're gonna figure out how to get rid of all the dumb people, and then we'll get back with you.
Let's call Lars.
You want to call Lars?
Let's call Lars.
I left something in a road case in the '90s. Did you with him, or you did? Was that you?
No.
When you guys were on tour with him.
Lars, are you on the phone? Hello, Lars.
Hey, man. Can you hear me?
Hey, Lars. It's Duff.
What's up,
Sean?
What are you guys doing?
We're doing a radio show here at KSW.
Yeah, we're just rolling through. We're just trying to up our ante by just calling like celebrity rock friends, try to make us look more important.
Yeah, so
called you.
So how far down the list does it come to when you get to me, huh?
We're at the L's, obviously, Lars.
I gotta say, I'm honored. Well, what's the whole, like, I don't understand, like, what's the whole... like thing, like where does the whole like creative thing go with this idea for this broadcast you guys are doing?
We're not quite sure, you know. I mean, we're just sort of drumming up stories from our 80s and 90s and now. And I remember I used to hang out a bunch with you, Lars. I don't know, the early 90s.
Yeah, I've got kind of a funny story about that. Actually, Duff, I don't know if you know this, but I actually stole coke from you.
Oh, you did?
I did. I used to steal coke from Duff all the time. And whenever Duff would not be paying attention, I'd always make sure that he was always easy to steal from. And Sean, I've actually got a very funny story about you, too.
Oh, no.
I used to steal coke from you back in the day.
Yeah. You know, we've been bros a long time.
It's kind of a funny story because I actually, a funny story about my brother. I used to steal coke from him back in the day. Hey, listen, I gotta get going because I just noticed that my assistant has just left a pile of blow over here on the table. I'm gonna go steal it from her.
All right, Lars.
Thanks, Lars.
Next on Radio Loaded.
This is Sean Kinney and...
Duff McKagan. Hey, Christopher, we're a couple of musicians. We're calling you from Seattle.
You know, the pizza's not here yet. Are you guys on your way?
We actually don't deliver pizza.
I got two large pizzas and an order of hot lava cakes.
Wow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.